It's Tuesday, time for our regular weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. Over the past few weeks, Dr. Husing has been reviewing and explaining how he, as an economist, uses the various demographic statistics available from the U.S. Census Bureau and various departments of state government that keep such statistics. If you want to hear our previous conversations, they're available at our website, kvcrnews.org. You can use our search function to type in John Husing, and all of his commentaries will come up. Last week, over this series, we have been talking about Inland Empire cities' population, the demographics of various cities in the region, and last week, Dr. Husing started talking about the cities in the IE with the highest and lowest per capita retail sales. That's sales per person in the retail sector in each city. Last week, we told you that Ontario is the number one city in the IE in terms of per-person retail sales, followed by number two, Big Bear, and then number three, Palm Desert in the Coachella Valley. Number four is Barstow, and number five is Montclair. The fifth through the tenth Inland Empire cities in terms of per capita retail sales are Temecula, Chino, and then three cities in the Coachella Valley, Rancho Mirage, Palm Springs, and Indian Wells. Norco and Corona follow up after that as 11 and 12. Now, last week, as we started going down this list, we remarked that it is no surprise that Ontario is the number one city in the Inland Empire in terms of per-person retail sales. But number two, Big Bear?
And this is the fact of a tourist place mm-hmm. where lots of people go up and spend. So they spend there, but there aren't a lot of people who live there. So the retail sales are, the sales taxes based on that, are spread across very few people.
Now, how do you explain Barstow, which is just a couple down from its number four in per-person retail sales?
Again, Barstow is a fairly small town. Mm-hmm. with a very large outlet mall on the I-15. Mm-hmm. And so people that are driving back and forth to Las Vegas will stop and go to the outlet mall. The town itself is fairly small, so it gives the town a lot of dollars to spread across its population. Montclair is in there at fifth. Why? Again, the big shopping malls in Montclair that, you know, Nordstrom's, for instance, is there, so when my wife goes to Nordstrom's, which she is wont to do, we're helping the people of Montclair because the sales taxes that we pay at Nordstrom's mm-hmm. end up going into the pot. It's spread across very few people. The one Coachella Valley city that shows up here is third, Palm Desert. And that's because Palm Desert is sort of the retail sales center
of the Coachella
Valley. It has slipped somewhat of late in terms of its power, simply because Palm Springs has gotten stronger. Mm-hmm. And also, you've had a lot of openings in La Quinta of retail operations. And so La Quinta has moved up to 13th overall on the list. Mm-hmm. At the bottom in per capita sales are the same group of small cities, Canyon Lake, Highland, because the key there is when San Bernardino, before Highland was formed, San Bernardino annexed all the property north of Highland Avenue, moving into Highland City. Mm-hmm. That's where Walmart is.
Yeah.
So Walmart's going to San Bernardino, not going to Highland. As a consequence, it's been a bone of contention between those two towns for a long time.
Yeah, these cities in the bottom of per-person retail sales are really the cities that don't have big retail, either anchor stores or retail areas very much at all. Or they go to others, like Wildomar. A lot of people are going to go to, Temecula to shop.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's why Temecula tends to dominate down in Southwest County.
Yes.
So those data are interesting to me as an economist because I'm interested in the sales tax base that can go to various communities. Switching now to the next group of data, which also is related to the ability of cities and counties to fund their operations, which is assessed valuation, because this is the basis for the property tax.
And we're going to have to continue with that next week. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear past segments with Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org. Search John Husing in our search function on the upper right-hand side of the website.